by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Lusaka High Court dismisses Ngona challenge over PF Secretary General expulsion as he appeals judgment. Central Province PF says job creation at Mulungoshi Textiles to be affected due to new machinery. In global news, several killed in drone attacks on M23 controlled city in DR Congo. With the news in detail, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The Lusaka High Court has dismissed a matter in which Morgan Ngona challenged his expulsion as Opposition Patriotic Front Secretary General by faction President Miles Sampa in August 2025 following an internal dispute within the party. In a ruling delivered on 3rd March 2026, High Court Judge Concepta Zulu found that Mr. Ngona failed to comply with court directions issued on 26th March 2025 and subsequently allowed almost 4 months to pass without taking the required steps to move the matter forward. Justice Zulu held that the sustained delay and Mr. Ngona's failure to apply for extensions created a substantial risk that a fair trial of the issues could not be secured. She has further stated that the inactivity in the case was prejudicial to the orderly administration of justice. The court concluded that Mr. Ngona's failure to make progress in the matter appeared intentional, adding that his explanation that numerous interlocutory applications had to be addressed before the main matter could proceed was not a sufficient excuse for failing to prosecute the case. In this matter, Mr. Ngona had sued Mr. Sampa, challenging his decision to remove him as PF Faction Secretary General, also sought a declaration that Mr. Sampa's decision to dissolve the party's central committee was illegal on the basis that he did not have the authority to do so. Mr. Ngona further sought an order to stay Mr. Sampa's decision until the further determination of the case. However, in his defense and counterclaim filed in June 2025, Mr. Sampa asked the court to dismiss the matter and order Mr. Ngona and Robert Chavinga to stop holding themselves out as leaders of the Patriotic Front. Following the dismissal of the matter on procedural grounds, Mr. Ngona has since filed an appeal challenging the ruling on two grounds, stating that the interlocutory applications on record were not properly taken into account and that the court failed to determine whether the delay would pose a substantial risk to depriving the parties of a fair trial. Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Milna Mwanakampwe says job creation at Mulungoshi Textiles will be affected by the installation of state-of-the-art machinery, with employment levels not expected to reach previous highs of between 700 and 2,000 workers. Dr. Mwanakampwe noted that tasks requiring 100 workers will now need only 30, but that the company is expected to create around 500 jobs during optimal operations, with another 500 positions anticipated as operations expand. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Mwanakampwe adds that despite reduced labor requirements, Zambia stands to benefit from improved technology, faster production, and increased efficiency. Meanwhile, Dr. Mwanakampwe has disclosed that the textile company is expected to be commissioned and reopened within the next 2 to 3 weeks, subject to the availability of the presidential schedule.
The creation of these jobs will not be to the magnitude of what Mulungoshi Textiles used to have before, when they were employing more than 700 to 2,000, because the machinery that is there now is state of the art. Where you were employing 100 people, before, you may require to employ such people because of the quality of the machinery. 500 jobs optimally at optimal operation will be created as we go on 1,000, as we go on 1,005 until we reach the maximum. Technology has done to replace where you needed human capacity. Also, technology takes effect. But also, the issue is the turnaround period in terms of production. The country benefits more.
A consortium of civil society organizations for good governance and constitutionalism has criticized the conduct by some senior civil servants who have openly abandoned their constitutional obligations and involved themselves in partisan political campaigning while still holding public office. Consortium Vice Chairperson Solomon Ngoma has singled out the conduct of Northern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Beauty Undipiri, whom he alleges has been publicly seen campaigning and distributing party regalia while still serving as a civil servant. Mr. Ngoma says this conduct represents a flagrant violation of Article 186 of the Constitution of Zambia, which requires members of the civil service to remain politically neutral. Mr. Ngoma states that the conduct is not a technical breach but a deliberate and calculated abrogation of the Constitution by an officer who swore an oath to defend it. He notes that a civil servant who knowingly violates the Constitution demonstrates beyond doubt that they are unfit to remain in public office and that such an individual cannot credibly aspire to become a lawmaker under the very Constitution they have shown contempt for.
The situation is even more disturbing because this conduct is taking place despite clear directives issued by the Republican President through the Secretary to Cabinet reminding civil servants that they must remain non-partisan and refrain from engaging in political activities. The open defense of these directives by senior officials is an act of insubordination and a dangerous erosion of the professional integrity of the civil service. The civil service is not a campaign wing of any political party. Public office such as those of permanent secretaries, deputy permanent secretaries and district commissioners exist to serve the Zambian people, not to mobilize voters or distribute party regalia.
Lusaka Magistrate Kawama Mwamfuli has ordered former cabinet minister Chimba Kambwili, who is facing a case of unlawful assembly, to close his defense by 29th of April 2026, ensuring that all remaining five witnesses are present in court. The case relates to a 26 January 2023 incident when a group of youths allegedly gathered at Mr. Kambwili's private residence in Woodlands, Lusaka. The prosecution alleges that the group assembled with the intent to commit an offense or breach the peace contrary to Section 74 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. During his testimony, Mr. Kambwili told the court that he did not require a police permit for visitors to visit his residence, explaining that many members of the public often come to seek assistance, advice, or engagement on community matters. He also stated that his residence is managed by security personnel and administrative staff who coordinate visitors and appointments, and that the youths who visited the residence had reportedly come to apologize for past remarks made against him and for disregarding his advice prior to the 2021 general elections. Mr. Kambwili said he advised the group to maintain civility in public discourse when discussing political matters and economic challenges affecting the country. He further maintained that the gathering at his residence was not political and was not intended to commit any offense, noting that people from different backgrounds often visit his home. In global news, several people have been killed following overnight airstrikes from Tuesday to Wednesday in the key eastern city of Goma in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is currently controlled by the Rwanda-backed M23 militia, sources told AFP. Since taking up arms again in 2021, the M23 rebel group has captured large areas of mineral-rich eastern DR Congo with the backing of Rwanda, fueling a renewed cycle of violence in a region that has long been plagued by conflict. Witnesses said loud explosions and the buzzing of drones were heard across several residential neighborhoods of Goma, a major provincial capital located near the Rwandan border. The BBC reports on Other World News.